Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
You know, and I was worried about this game driving in today before my tire blew up, but I just felt they had so much emotion in the game the other night after the long road trip on adrenaline, get the win, and maybe the sigh, the energy sapper would be tonight. But give the Rockets credit.
Yeah.
They played really well. Well, Golden State losing by 10, 106-96. Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert with you in the DoorDash broadcast booth. The lowest points in 33 minutes of play for Steph Curry. 1 of 10 from the floor, had 3 points on the night. And that tells you a big story about the game because of the fact that they didn't get the ball to him in a good fashion, and the Rockets were draped on him all night long. They really did a nice job on Steph, and the Warriors did not have enough help elsewhere to win this game.
Well, they have two premium defenders on their team, Dylan Brooks and Amen Thompson. And Amen Thompson's going to make some all-defensive teams. I don't know if it'll be this year. Could be, but it will be in the future. That guy is a menace on defense. Long, athletic, has pretty good instincts. And, you know, Green is long as well, and then they bring in some length off the bench. Look, this is what teams do. They make it Steph's their focus. He is absolutely their focus. And the Rockets didn't lose focus during the possessions. They, you know, some teams will lose that focus where, we got him. Okay, you got him, and then all of a sudden you got him, and then he's open, and then all of a sudden he gets rolling. The Rockets' attention to detail was pretty impressive tonight defensively. And they hung in there. They didn't shoot the ball that well in the first half. It was the fast break points and forcing turnovers that ultimately got them going in the offensive category in the first half. But second half, they got it going. Green got it going a little bit. But they forced 20 turnovers, got 18 points off those turnovers. But give the Rockets credit. They did a really nice job defensively on Steph, and he just couldn't find any rhythm. And guess what? You're going to over 82 games, you're going to have those games. And they seem like they're more important, and, you know, it's like, oh, how can we do that? We're 4 games away or 3 games away or 5 games away, whatever it is. And the end of the season, you don't know when it's going to happen, and it's not surprising that it would happen against a top-5 defensive team. This is what they do.
After
this is how they play.
A gauntlet of a schedule.
Exactly. So, you know, it happened. I mean, look, how many times we see Steph dribble to the bucket and kick it off his foot out of bounds? Hardly ever. And that was in the fourth quarter. It's like, okay, look, just one of those nights. It happens. It just does. Give the Rockets credit, and I'm not going to say the Warriors were just out of gas. I think they may have been a little bit, but Rockets, that's the number 2 seed in the West for a reason. Like, that's a good team, and it's a team I've looked at and said, you know what? If you're going to play a team in the first round, you might want to play the Rockets because they're young, inexperienced, don't shoot the ball particularly well, and they didn't shoot it great tonight, but boy, defensively they're really good. Şengün didn't even really have that good a game. They rebound really well. And when you're the second-best team in the Western Conference this year, that's saying something.
I'm looking at NBA.com right now. And so they have the Warriors slotted in at 6. It's funny, their playoff bracket has them at 46-32, which is accurate.
Yep.
And then you look down at the standings, they're still at 46-31. But they say that they would be seeded 6. So according to NBA.com, it would be the Thunder, then the Rockets. Lakers are third. Nuggets are fourth at 47-32. Clippers would move up to 5, and the Warriors would be at 6 because they hold the tiebreaker on both Minnesota and Memphis. So Minnesota and Memphis at this point, if the league ended today, Tom.
Which it does.
Which I know is one of your favorite phrases of all time.
Oh, I love that. I love that so much.
The Timberwolves and Grizzlies would be 7-8 with the same record as the Warriors.
Because has there ever been in the history of sports where someone said the season ended today and then all of a sudden, well, look, it did end today. Wow, I'm glad I got that out there. No, it never ends today. So, the Sunday's game could be like just a monster game.
Could be a huge
game.
Right?
A huge game for, and Look, I love those games. Would I love the Warriors to have everything wrapped up by Sunday? Yeah, probably not going to happen. But I just love the competition, and I love when two good teams are playing for something that's on the line, especially in the regular season. And that one could be a huge one. Now, we still have three games to go before, a couple games to go before that, but if the Clippers are ahead of the Warriors by a game going into that, then it won't matter to them.
Right.
Unless there's couple more teams involved. then you never know how it's going to play out. So, yeah. Again, I try not to get too wrapped up into all that because there's still so much that could happen. And everyone's got to play their games. So it's not like we have to figure this out. I don't have to be the UPI in college football in 1975 and vote for a team. They're going to ball everybody playing 82. Whoever has the best record is going to move up, and they'll figure out the tiebreakers. Because right now, it is, as you like to say, madness. It's just madness. I have no idea. Chaos. Ahead, behind. It's who know? What we do know is this: OKC's one, Houston's two. That's what we know. We kind of know the teams that are going to be 9 and 10. Other than that, who knows? You go to sleep for 3 days and wake up and go, what happened? How did that team get there and how did that team move up to there? So it's fun, though.
By the way, as you look at the standings now, a half game separates five teams. Denver's 47 and 32. The Clippers, the Warriors, Minnesota, and Memphis are all 46 and 32. A half game. From 4 to 8.
How wild is that?
Oh.
How wild is that?
Adam Silver's rubbing his hands together. Yes. Yeah.
Oh. And yes. Look here. I don't want to belabor this point, but I got to bring it up at least once a year.
Okay.
This is why I don't like the play-in, because 9 and 10 have no business playing against the teams that are ahead of them. They just don't. They're not as good as them. You have 82 games to decide. It may be even worse in the Eastern Conference. I haven't checked that in a while, but. You don't deserve a one-game shot, a one-game swing at it when you're so far behind the teams. And you have 82 games to figure this out. And look, it's funny. I've talked to Steve about this, and Steve's very much in favor of the play-in game when he's 9 or 10.
Right.
When he's 7 or 8, he's not so much in favor of the play-in game.
I would put a caveat on it. I would do this, that if you're – say there's 8 games separating Memphis from Sacramento.
Yeah, that's okay? Massive.
Okay. If it's like 5 or less or 4 or less, whatever, pick a number.
Okay, 1.
One, okay. If you're close, then you have a chance for a play-in. You get a play-in, automatic play-in.
Okay.
Okay, but if you're 8 games back, you shouldn't. I don't think so.
Well, I mean, the league will never do that because then you can't schedule that.
No.
Sorry, TNT, we don't have a game for you. They're 5 games back now. And well, look, we all know why they're doing
it. Yeah, they're doing it because they don't want to see teams tanking.
Absolutely. And the playing games are good ratings. They draw. And that's more
they're
money.
They're exciting games, too.
Well, I mean, by definition, a one game and you're out playoff is exciting.
Yes.
So I watch it. Like, I sit here and say it shouldn't happen, but I watch it. But I still don't think it should happen because, like you said, 8 games. After 82 games, or now 79 games, you're 8 games behind. I just do not. I don't think it's. And I guess fair really has nothing to do with it. But you don't deserve a one shot crack at it. You just don't.
That's Clint Eastwood from the. Was it the Unforgiven? What's the late?
Fair's got nothing to do
Fair's
with it.
Fair's got nothing to do with it. He's killing Gene Hackman. Yeah, it's like, oh.
Fair's
okay.
Got nothing to do with it.
The late great.
Gene Hackman. Or the other one in Dirty Harry goes. A man's got to know his limitations.
That's right. You're wondering, did he shoot 5 shots or did he shoot 6?
In all the excitement, I'm not really sure myself. Do you feel lucky? Yeah. Do you, punk?
Oh, God.
I love that one. I love that one.
Which, by the way,
lucky, by the way, and he was wrong.
I loved the fact that he shot a lot of his movies here, too.
Yes.
He did great.
Absolutely.
You know. By the way, fast break points, 26-12. Rockets over the Warriors, paint points, 56-40. And Stephen Curry, by the way, Daryl Arata has sent us this text, that Stephen Curry has never scored 3 points while playing over 30 minutes. So 3 points in 33 minutes, not had a game in his career where he scored that many points playing at least 26. He had 3 points in 26 minutes back in January 31st, 2012. So...
Wow.
And it's too bad. So now he passed Reggie Miller, moved up the scoring ladder, but he didn't. He looked tired. You know, and if you listen to Draymond's post game after our interview when he went in to talk to the press, he sounded exhausted the other night. I mean, he sounded really tired. So, but
again, look, you take it. You try not to take it. Draw any conclusions out of one game. I like to group them together.
Right.
How'd the week look? How'd the 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah.
And they've been fantastic. They really have. They've been fantastic. I mean, that's the first time they've lost with that starting unit. And they've played great basketball. And you played against the number two team in the West, who's, again, they're a really good basketball team. They really are. And they're going to get better. I don't know if it's going to show in the playoffs this year, but it may. But I know
they're going to be a pain in the you know what for a long time.
They are going to be a pain in the can.
Yes.
Absolutely. Because
for
a long time. They got it right with Amen Thompson.
With Jalen Green.
Jalen Green is starting to, like, okay, you know, he was a young guy.
Shengun.
No, they just, and I still think Jabari Smith Jr. can be a guy, too. Like, when you watch him, he's smooth. I still think he's got some other parts of his game that he needs to take care of. But he's another athletic guy you put out there, and Dylan Brooks, who, is just Dylan Brooks. He's physical. He gets after you. He gives you an edge to your team. So we'll see. But, yeah, that's just, again, another team in the Western Conference that is going to be really good for a while.
Yay.
They just keep coming, don't they?
Yay.
They just keep coming.
You know, and then the problem is that they're all young, too. A lot of them are young. Oklahoma City's young. They're not going anywhere for a long time.
They are not going anywhere for a long time. So,
yeah.
And then you got teams that are up and coming, like we mentioned Portland.
Yeah.
They're young. San Antonio, you know, depending on what they do in the draft this year.
I mean, you could easily say that Portland and San Antonio might be in the playoffs next year.
Possibly.
You know?
And heck. If Utah gets lucky in the draft lottery, you can make a case for them if they actually try to win basketball games next year, which I assume they will. But who knows?
You're besmirching the efforts of Danny Ainge?
I don't think I'm talking out of school. I think everybody kind of knows what's going on there.
They've had
when you have 24-year-olds that are sitting,
resting.
They're just resting. It's like, they're 24. What do you mean they're resting? Anyway. Even when I should have been resting when I was 24, I wasn't resting. You kidding me? I'm resting.
Yeah,
please.
Their injury list did bring a couple of chuckles this year. So.
It was hilarious. You look and go, really? That guy's 24, can't play back-to-back? Oh, my. Jeez.
All right.
But
well,
it's going to be fun. So I'll see you at San Antonio's when you'll be here.
Yep.
And we'll have probably no clarity by that point.
None. Zero. It's going to be just like this. It's going to be four teams tied, and it's going to be brutal.
How fun is it, though, every night you have a game you're like, interested in? Like, I want to see what's going to happen here. I want to see what's going to happen
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
And you keep looking at your phone, checking the scores. Like, okay, who's doing that? Who's doing this?
I turned off the Philly,
Dodgers?
No, Philly. Who did Philly play last night? Minnesota?
Oh, you're talking basketball.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Minnesota's out. I turn back on. Oh, but they're down five.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got to stay with this.
Yeah.
So
we were watching a little bit of that when we were out with the 88 crew last night. Went right over here to Chapeco and part of Thrive City and had a nice dinner.
Nice.
Yeah, all the 88, it's like 10 of us that went over there and had a nice little dinner. Went out on a boat earlier in the day. It was great catching up with those guys. A couple of them I haven't seen in a while, so it was just. It's neat when you can connect with guys you played with. I mean, our Final Four was almost 40 years ago. 40 years. And to get together with those guys and just see how everybody's doing, how their families are doing, grandkids, all that stuff. Matt Mielbach made a funny joke. He said back when we were in college, you'd look at the guys from the teams that years gone by and you'd be like, God, those guys are old. So he kept calling us like, 1952 Wildcats. Like we're that old team now. When they introduce us, they're like, oh, these guys are ancient. Look at these guys.
Yeah.
And some days when I get up, I feel that way. Absolutely feel that way.
So 40 years ago, your rap career started and ended.
God, I guess they still play that. I can't believe it. I was hoping it'd go away a year after.
No. I have a digitized copy of that video.
Oh,
so.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
Tim's got stuff on everybody.
It's so bad.
I got stuff on RC.
Every time somebody plays that, I'm like, please get that off. I put it up and it goes in.
Yeah, well.
Huh.
You could have been. Could have been shooting from three-point land.
I could have lamb. I could have been that guy. I could have been Sean Elliott. They want me in the NBA. The craziest thing was driving around town when we were in Tucson, hearing that on the radio.
Oh, my God.
Which they played over and over and over.
And not just the student station.
No.
I know.
No, it was big time. Like, that was the song back then. Oh, gosh.
I wish I had a 45 of that.
No, you don't. No, you really don't. And if you did, I'd steal it from you.
That's right.
Discard it. Post-haste.
End up in the bay somewhere.
Yeah. Safe travels.
All right, Matt. We'll see you Wednesday.
See you in a few days.